The email from McCain supporter Jonathan Wachlowski seeks names of military veterans, policemen, security personnel, or firefighters to watch the polls in the inner city. The email specifically refers to these neighborhoods as, quote, more intimidating. But state GOP spokeswoman Kirsten Kukowski says that doesn't mean her party wants poll watchers to intimidate voters.
We don't want to have a soccer mom from Waukesha who is not comfortable driving around in downtown Milwaukee, doesn't spend a whole lot of time there. We are looking for people who are comfortable in their surroundings, who are going to be able to do their job effectively as a poll watcher.
Kukowski says the recent arrest in Milwaukee of another person charged with fraudulently registering voters makes it clear that voter fraud is a threat in Milwaukee this year. She says poll watchers will be trained to follow state guidelines about how to challenge voters they think are not eligible to vote. Kevin Kennedy of the Government Accountability Board says he sees no problem with that as long as the poll watchers don't disrupt the voting process by wearing military, police, fire, or security agency uniforms.
You've got someone who is not on duty wearing an official garb. I think that's going to raise an issue, quite frankly, and we certainly would advise observers not to be wearing uniforms.
A statement from the Obama campaign calls the language in the email troubling and expresses the hope that poll watchers won't make it harder for people in inner-city Milwaukee to cast their ballots. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.